But before we get to that ancient conflict, a more contemporary stoush in WA. Yesterday, the besieged newspaper company, West Australian Newspapers, or WAN, held an extraordinary shareholders meeting in Perth. As we've reported on this program previously, the company's been under heavy bombardment for months now from both the West Australian government and the owner of the Seven Network, Kerry Stokes, who owns almost 20% of WAN shares. Mr. Stokes went into yesterday's meeting demanding two seats on the board. Well, as you've probably heard on the news already, he was unsuccessful in that battle. But has he lost the war? One person who was there on the floor of the Hyatt Regency Ballroom for yesterday's EGM, as both an observer and a player, albeit a minor one, was business journalist Stephen Mayne. Stephen, welcome.
Thanks, Anthony.
How should we read this loss for Kerry Stokes? Because he put a lot of money and a lot of PR into his effort, didn't he, to win two seats on the WAN board?
Well, I actually thought it was a little bit humiliating for Kerry Stokes because he really pitched himself as the hometown hero, did an awful lot of media, and then less than 30% of the small shareholders backed him, and he literally struggled to get to 40% of the vote and finished seventh in a 15-person field. So he wasn't even close.
And am I right in saying it was pretty clear, right from the beginning almost, that that was going to be the result, that it wasn't going to be good for Kerry Stokes?
That's right. Well, Kerry Stokes walked in with his entourage of about 15 or 20 people, and 10 minutes into the meeting, they flashed up the proxies, which clearly showed that he was a long way off and would have needed a Lazarus-like performance from the floor of the meeting to succeed at that point.
But it was very much, it wasn't good for Stokes, but it wasn't also good for Peter Mansell, the chairman, and his board, was it? I mean, it was, from what I gather, the feeling from the shareholders was very much a pox on both your houses.
A lot of people had the view of, how can we be here? This is the first ever major proxy fight in Australian corporate history. What are we doing? And the board did take a lot of heat, particularly for the distribution issue, for the fact that they're in court fighting their news agents. And Kerry Stokes pushed that one very aggressively. The board admitted they need to expand the board. They admitted they need to find directors with media experience. And Peter Mansell himself, the chairman, he only got 53% of the vote. So two of the directors were over 60%. But some institutions voted a 10 million share protest against Peter Mansell. So I think he particularly is under the pump, and I don't think he'll actually be there for that much longer.
So you think he might be forced to stand aside at some time as what? As part of a peace deal? I mean, we've heard Stokes at least talking about the possibility of some sort of peace arrangement.
I think that that Mansell will go. He's the busiest man in corporate Australia. He chairs five companies and three others, and at the end of the day, he's the chairman and he sort of needs to hold some responsibility. But the rest of the directors will hold out on the point that it shouldn't be Stokes himself who represents Seven because he's got conflicts. So they will more than happily offer a position to, say, a non-executive director of Channel 7, Warwick Smith, the former communications spokesman for the federal opposition, for the federal coalition. He was there. He works for Stokes. I was promoting him as someone who could represent Stokes. So that will be the issue. It can't be you, Kerry, in any compromise that happens.
And is Stokes the sort of person, the sort of media mogul, who'd be happy with that?
I think not. I specifically got up and asked him whether he would commit to having an independent non-executive chairman going forward, and he said no, that was a board matter. So from I think a lot of shareholders concluded from that Stokes wants to be chairman. And the way he was talking at the meeting yesterday about he'll fix the distribution issues within 2 weeks, it was almost like he was going to become the CEO. So clearly Stokes wants to control the company. Clearly the shareholders have rejected that and said if you want to control the company, you have to pay a premium. And so there's a bit of a standoff, and Stokes is going to need to buy at least 10% more of the company before he'll be able to barge his way onto the board in the way he tried to do yesterday.
And how long is it going to take him to do that? I guess we shouldn't forget that he is still, he's the major shareholder, isn't he, in this company? He owns almost 20% at the moment.
That's right. Well, he was 29 million short yesterday. He had 57 million shares in favour and 86 million shares against. Now, in June, he can buy another 6 million to take him up to 23%. So to get to 29%, to buy another 18 million, which I think on the figures yesterday he will need to do, that'll take until June next year. Now, Kerry Stokes is in his late 60s. He's a man in a hurry. So I think that he's in a difficult position here, and that if he just uses the creep provisions of the law, he's at least 12 months away from getting on the board.
And what does all this mean for the West Australian newspaper as well as the overall WAN group? Because obviously there's going to be some instability, some argy-bargy going on for a very long time.
Well, you're right. At a corporate level, it is very destabilised, and they will now have to go into a negotiation to try and get some sort of settlement, which will mean, you know, Stokes not on the board, but Seven represented on the board. As far as the paper's concerned, particularly the distribution issue, a lot of pressure for the board to settle with the news agents. I think that will happen quite quickly. And
That's because of poor distribution for the paper around the state of Western Australia, that it doesn't actually get out of Perth very much.
Correct. Only 15% of the sales are outside of Perth. Stokes said, you know, this is not the Perth Times, this is the West Australian. Stokes quoted figures for Broome, saying that that in Broome they used to sell 600 papers and now they sell 300 papers. That's even after the population's increased tenfold. So clearly they've got massive issues with news agents walking off and not distributing in regional areas. And as for Paul Armstrong, the editor, he was there yesterday and he was under pressure. Obviously, he probably would have lost his job if Stokes had got up. So for now, I think he's actually got a reprieve.
Well, he's a controversial editor. He's been attacked by almost everyone for the editorial performance of the paper. And, you know, Kerry Stokes really campaigned heavily, in the media at least, on that whole idea of restoring editorial integrity, that there's something wrong with the West Australian and the way it does its work. Was there much mention of that at all yesterday?
That actually worked against Kerry Stokes yesterday. I was the only shareholder who got up and said Paul Armstrong should be sacked yesterday. And in fact, a couple of shareholders got up and criticised Kerry Stokes for seemingly endorsing the Murdoch tabloid Sunday rival over there, the Sunday Times. And one shareholder said, why are you doing, what are you holding that paper up for at a big breakfast talk when it's a rag? And there was a big applause around that. So a lot of the shareholders actually seemed to feel quite proud about the West Australian and didn't want to see Stokes attacking their product. And Stokes was on the back foot about that. So I thought editorial would get a bigger run yesterday, but surprisingly it didn't.
All right, well, we've only got a short time left. I have to ask you about your decision to run for the board. I mean, we know you've run for a lot of boards over the last couple of years. Why did you decide to personally run for the board this time? What were you trying to prove with that?
Well, I've run twice before for the West Australian on a platform that they need more media experience and editorial experience on the board. I mean, and no one disagrees with that. I actually was there promoting Steve Harris yesterday, who couldn't be there, and is a former editor-in-chief of The Age and editor-in-chief of The Herald Sun. And Kerry Stokes actually seemed to take exception to that. And
he got very angry with you, from what I understand.
Well, he did. I got up and said that Kerry Stokes does have some conflicts of interest, and I cited the issue of uranium mining, where he's got the vast Caterpillar franchise, and he personally would profit enormously if the Labor Party overturned their ban on uranium mining. And I said to him that journalists on the West might feel inclined to back his position if he was the executive chairman, and he got up and accused me of defaming him. And then we had a bit of a slanging match about editorial interference and whether he would be independent. So I think that he's a big influential figure in West Australia. It's a monopoly newspaper. It is media concentration for him to get control, and the board has run a he's got conflicts of interest campaign against him. So I think going forward, Kerry Stokes will have to deal with this issue about editorial independence of the West and his influence over the paper if he gets on the board.
Well, Stephen Mayne, I guess we should say commiserations for not getting up. Look, thank you very much. Stephen Mayne, the publisher of The Mayne Report.
Thanks, Anthony.